This is Dennis Michelson back out at Half Century of Progress. It's time to go down on the farm and talk to Timothy Hartman from Bex. Timothy, great to meet you.
Great to meet you too.
We love Bex because Bex loves this show, but we also love Bex because you're doggone good seed company.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be here. The weather's great and we're having an awesome time.
Why does this event here in Rantoul, Illinois, make so much sense for you guys to be the presenting sponsor?
Everything that this show stands for, rich tradition of history, heritage, family, spending time together, lots of different generations of people here, just celebrating the past and looking to the future is a lot of the things that Bex does as well. And is a lot of the things that has made Bex what it is today.
And when you come out here to Half Century of Progress, you cannot go 5 feet without seeing something cool that you probably haven't seen before.
I'm not probably like the old tractor enthusiast, but even so, this is just a very interesting show for me to learn more about some of the past and the different things out there. And yeah, definitely something for everybody. Whether they are super into the old tractors and collectors or passionate about that, or somebody that's just maybe more of a casual agriculturalist to be able to experience living somebody else's passion.
Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to Bex.
I've been at Bex for 10 years, ever since school. I grew up in Fairbury, Illinois, not too far from here. My family farms. My dad is not on the farm, but has worked in ag his whole career. And yeah, started here right out of school and have been here ever since.
Kind of in your DNA.
A little bit, for sure, yep.
And that's sort of the Bex story, too, because there have been so many of the seed companies that have been gobbled up by some big guys, and you guys are still that independent seed dealer that's doing such a great job of pushing the genetics.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Bex is still family-owned and independent and has figured out a way to survive in a world that's become very big and corporate in a lot of ways, and we do that by focusing on taking care of people and making sure that they're getting the best value for every dollar they spend on seed.
We've been pushing the yields. That's the game plan. But you guys also have been breeding for these weather changes that we're seeing, being able to be more tolerant to drought, more tolerant to the heat. I think that's going to really pay off this year.
Yeah, corn hybrids have come a long ways in the last decade or two. Not that we don't have years that are better than others, but I feel like in a lot of ways the floor has been raised and we don't have as many of those crop failures. And like you said, I attribute a lot of that to the really strong corn breeding and making sure that the products that we're selling have that top end yield, but also are going to provide a consistent yield so that guys can continue to pay bills and stay in business and make some money.
And with corn prices the where they are right now, the only way you're going to make money is by pushing that yield.
You got to beat it with bushels.
You guys have also done a good job and a responsible job of understanding the marketplace better than some of the other brands, in my opinion. And I think that's another reason why Bex is special.
Yeah, we talk about every decision that we make at Bex Hybrids. Is it in the best interest of the farmer? And if it passes through that litmus test, then it's typically something that we try to figure out a way to make it happen.
Talk a little bit about the innovation that's going on, because I know you work well with testing out the new stuff with various universities.
Yeah, so we're doing a really cool project right now called Root Reveal. A lot of the plant characterization that we've done in the past has been more so above ground, ear type, plant architecture, so on and so forth. And our research team has taken a really hard look at what do different root structures have to do with placement, management, performance, and how can we do a better job of understanding how that all works together to, again, ultimately help make better recommendations, manage our products better. And like you said, we're working with a lot of universities. We started here with the University of Illinois, actually, helped us kind of develop the system. And now we're working with several other universities, like Purdue and maybe Nebraska, to build out that program to get a better understanding of how that works. And then historically, with the Practical Farm Research Program, that continues to be a huge part of the value that we try to add to our customers and even those that aren't customers through testing products that we're not selling, we're not developing, but helping farmers sort through what are the best agronomic practices that they can generate the best return on their investment.
Here in the I-States, I think you guys have a home field advantage.
We work really hard. I'm biased. I live here. I work here. But I think we've got an advantage in a lot of places because of the focus on taking care of our customers.
What is the biggest challenge? Obviously, other than the grain prices wanting to come up, what is the biggest challenge that producers are facing right now that BEX is trying to solve that problem in the field?
That's a good question. I mean, I think a lot of it does come back to just making sound agronomic decisions. Like you said, there's the grain market's out of our control. The weather's out of our control. And so doing the little things right, whether it's planter settings, fungicide passes, to make sure that, you know, at every incremental bushel, 5, 10, 15 bushels makes a big difference in today's market. And so doing what we can and doing our part to try and generate and create that information to help guys through that time. So I don't know that it's any like one big challenge. It's just all the little ones that add up.
There's so much weed pressure that they don't have as many tools to battle that. And you guys are already thinking ahead. You're already developing hybrids that are looking 5 to 10 years out.
Yeah, especially on the soybean side. Here in the next couple of years, there's going to be a new soybean trait hit the market called Viconic, which is going to stack a lot of the soybean herbicide-resistant technology that we already have today all into one bean. So hopefully we'll provide some more flexibility. And then beyond that, the industry is working on maybe some new modes of actions to use some new chemistry in soybeans as well. And while we're not the research or the dollars behind a lot of that, we're a really strategic partner for a lot of those companies that are developing those different traits, that we will have those when they do hit the market through our brands to sell as well.
Do we have more room to grow as far as soybeans, as far as pushing those yields?
I think there's as much opportunity in soybean yield growth as there is in corn growth. There's a lot of, again, new and unique and interesting things that we're testing in PFR to try and figure out what that next level is.
Timothy, thank you for BEX sponsoring this show. It's a big part of why this show has gotten so big and so fantastic over the years. And thank you so much for visiting with me.
It's been a great show to be a part of. This is the third one, I think, that we've done. And the weather's probably been the best of this one. So far, this one's my favorite.
Chamber of Commerce weather out here this week at the Half Century of Progress, brought to you by our good friends at BEX. We'll have more reports throughout the week. Hey, it's time to check that weather with Greg Solier. He's coming up next, right here on your home for Half Century of Progress, WITY.